Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with 5-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and 5-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
CH Saturday, we are back and we look a little bit bigger and obviously better because there's only one guy here with me today. Just kidding, Joe Jr. We miss you big time. John Serino with us from CH Insurance. It is indeed a CH Saturday. Always in your corner, every day, every way. You got to log on to the website today at chinsurance.cc. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody out there. And of course, you can ask about group benefits. You can ask about your commercial insurance and more. Make sure you hit the website and go find them everywhere in the community as well. John, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Mike. I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm going to do my best to, keep up the Joe Covarrubias Jr., reputation on this show. I'll do my best.
High standards.
The bar is set very high.
Yes, it is. You'll be fine. You're a great guest. And today, workers' comp, a hot topic, too. Not just for recent times, Joe, but we're kind of doing a little tease for the fall, right? I mean, there's some things coming up here that people really need to know about.
Yeah, it's over the past few years, rates continue to be favorable for business owners in the workers' comp arena. And it's no different this year. Rumors are, the information that has leaked out is indicating that workers' compensation rates across the board, not in any specific segment, but across the board, will be dropping again, probably anywhere between, 5-7%. So it's going to be another, it's a very soft market for workers' compensation. So I would say to any small business or any size business to really look at their workers' compensation policy. There's different, not to get really into the weeds, but there's all carriers have multiple tiers that they can slot a business in that can really have an impact on premiums. What happens sometimes is, the rates go down. So carriers may slide you into a higher tier in order to keep that premium flat. Well, that's not, really what is deserving of a small business or a business. If just because rates are going down doesn't mean that premium's got to stay flat. If it's deserving that it needs to come down, that the premium should be down because the rates are down, then they should be. You shouldn't, you know, you got to watch those. You got to analyze every policy every time they're issued for every account. And we do that for businesses, small or large. We really pay attention to that because I think that's an important part, you know.
Key. You know, in sports, sometimes you play an opponent and it's timing. It's when you play them. Correct. In insurance, a lot of the times it's when you can strike, looking at a policy, up and down rates, the things that you're alluding to as well. I mean, you guys are in that battle, right? I mean, you guys are riding along that roller coaster of the up and down rates and the changes and the timing and, you know, when people can come in and people are going out. I mean, that's a big thing with this, right? And the timing is great that we're talking about this because, again, so many balls in the air with the calendar and the months and when to break in. That's a huge part of this.
It really is. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, this business is very big in relationship. It's relationship based, but timing is ultimately the key as well. You know, when you go in, when you go into an account to analyze their policies, And you notice that kind of stuff, right? You bring it to their attention, and next thing you know, wow, you just got a new account. So, yeah, it's for any business owner out there, take a look at your comp. You know, give us a call if you have a question, or at the very least, you know, reach out to your agent and say, hey, you know, why rates are going down in workers' comp? Why isn't my premium going down, respectively? Right? I mean, it really should be. So yeah, take a look at it. Take a look at it within the next, in the next quarter.
All right. John Serino's with us, CH Insurance, always in your corner every day, every way here on a CH Saturday. Ask about commercial insurance as well as group benefits as well, on the website and all the social platforms as well. Great videos, awesome content each and every day. And obviously trying to keep John and Joe upright from some of those sports videos that we see with the golf and the boxing. I mean, talk about athletes at CH Insurance here, right? Hit me with a couple bullet points, and then we're going to get to Xander winning the PGA, but just some other kind of in-the-air insurance points that you wanted to get after here, John, that we had talked about before the show.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've seen a spike in recently, and unfortunately it's in the claims arena. But, you know, again, your agent has got to be in your corner when something happens. And right now is deer season. I mean, I've reported probably half a dozen claims this past week.
Yeah, this guy knows all about the deer, by the way. He barks at them all the time.
Man, they're all over the place, you know, yeah. Dusk, dawn. Yeah. You know, they're out and about. You know,
it's exactly like the winter. Right, John? It's exactly like pre-winter. You get that October, November, and then you get it again like late April, May. It's the same thing.
It's terrible. They're out there, and they're out there in big numbers. And, you know, when you're flying down 81, 690, you know, the throughway, you gotta really be careful. But you know what? Something happens, call your agent, call us. We can help you through it. You know, it's... And right now with the auto market, the way it is, you gotta really be careful because you got rental. If you need a car, it's only good for 30 days. And there's just a lot of things that need to get done, and you gotta move quickly for a client to get things resolved within that 30 days. So that I really just want to touch on that right now because that is just a big issue. So just be careful when you're driving out there over the next 7 to 10 days or however long before they start going back in and hibernating. But it's just a terrible time right now.
No doubt. Finally, Xander Schauffele, we talk about it so many times, and as golf fans and people like myself who, you know, cover the sport, you know, to a degree, there's so many guys who just don't have, even now, you know, you can check Xander off that he now has his major, but there's still Fowler and Cantlay and Finau and Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, and that just doesn't even come close to scratching the surface.
Right.
But Xander gets it done. your main takeaway, I want to hear in a couple, maybe 30, 45 seconds, but I'll give you mine and then a quick thought too. My main thought just is when I watch his game, he reminds me of the old Spieth. When Jordan Spieth was all over the map in terms of winning major, not all over the map in terms of left and right hitting his shots, but all over the map in the golf world, winning everywhere. He was never considered elite at driving, ball striking, tee to green, putting. He would make really clutch putts. And on Saturday, Sunday, he probably was the best putter, but he wasn't considered the best on tour for the long stretch over the calendar year. Iron to green, mid shots, this and that, his wedge game, his short, wasn't considered elite, but he did everything very good to great. Xander is that guy, and then he makes those putts when he needs to, like the final one, and that's the first takeaway. Well, my only takeaway I'll give you. And the other, I just had a thought, too, is that people, oh, it's too easy. It's too easy. Valhalla, you know, getting the bad rap in this. John, you know golf as well as anyone. You're going to win one day at -8. You're going to win at -3. You're going to win another day at -20. You're going to win another day at -1. Course conditions, weather changes, fairways, how they adapt, how they cut the greens, the rough, across the pond, the Open Championships, the weather comes in the morning, it goes out in the afternoon. I have no problem with the scoring at Valhalla because it was about that tournament, that week, at that place, and then we move on to the next one. So this whole thing about it's got to be this hard and this easy and this and this and this. Valhalla's not Oak Hill, and Bethpage isn't Olympia Fields, and the next place isn't the next place. It's just golf is what it is for that course during that week. That's my overall thought on that. And you know, because one day you're going to catch fire, and then the next day you might have 6 to 8 strokes worse. It's the same thing for us in a different way.
You're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, at the end of the day, listen, they're all playing that course, right? So if he only wins at -6 or -7, whatever it is, okay, then why didn't somebody else, another professional,
shoot -10?
Shoot -10, right? I mean, it's the that's crazy. But I did want to make a point. I heard one of the, I don't know if it was on the PGA radio or where it was, but so that course, none of the members of that course have played there in over a year.
Sure.
That's nuts.
Yeah, because they had
to prepare for this tournament. So it was crazy. But
yeah.
But anyway, going back to Xander, listen, I like watching Xander play. You know, over the last probably 6 tournaments, he was always there, and then he would fall off on Sunday, right? And finally, to get it done and to get that first major under his belt, it was pretty good. It was pretty exciting to watch him do that. You're right, the guy just. He's impactful. I mean, and he's not a very big guy. He stands about 5'8", maybe 5'9", you know, 160, 70 pounds, maybe. He's not a very big guy, but man, can he just strike the ball? He's got distance. You're right. Every aspect of the game is above average, well above average for him. And it was just great to see him finally bring it all together and hang in there on a Sunday, even when people were coming at him. They were, you know, DeChambeau, you know, tied, and he took it out on 18, and he just took the gloves off, and he took the win away. You know, he took it. And it was great. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, 12 top 10s, knocking on the door over and over. He's had great finishes in the majors. The week before, he cleared out everybody except Rory at the Wells Fargo. So, I mean, it's not like the guy just showed up like, oh, hey, I can play too. He's been playing well.
He's been there. He's been there. Usually Sunday's where he has a little hiccup.
Yep.
But this Sunday, he's like, you know what? I'm winning this tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could just see it in his face on 18 when he drove the ball.
I'm winning this tournament. Yeah, and that shot from the sand was amazing as well. I mean, the feet are down, and, you know, you just think about what you and I might do with that shot and the ball, you no control, and he hits it up there.
I have no idea.
What was crazy, though, is he hit it to the green, and I'm like, oh, there's the automatic two-putt, but then he hit it short, and you're like, oh, no. And he's got to walk up thinking about that putt the entire time, and it looked like the putt missed, and he said on a million shows that he went on, he thought he missed it. He watched it a bunch of times, and it looked like a missed putt, but it did go in. And by the way, Hat tip to Xander for the post, the post week winning it. The big picture at home with the Wanamaker and the two dogs. Epic photo with
that
the
was
dogs.
Pretty good. That was
awesome
good.
Picture with the dogs. All right, we gotta go, but look, we got 30 seconds or so. Speaking of hat tips, man, Memorial Day weekend, huge thanks to all the men and women who served defending our country, our freedom, our way of life, the whole thing. Memorial Day weekend's a lot more than dogs, burgers, and grilling and being out by the pool and having a couple days off. So take a moment to realize what we got here with all the folks who defend our way of life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, to put us in a position where we are today and, you know, we tip our hats off to them. And say a prayer for them. So everybody out there, have a great Memorial Day weekend and have a safe one. You know, enjoy the family and enjoy those thoughts out there for those that have, you know, fought for us.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. And I think I said the word defend, but it's really defended, know, in terms of the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. But all in all, man, it's all it the one similarity between them is that we're all grateful. No question.
Absolutely.
In terms of both of those. So Memorial Day weekend, man, showcase your red, white and blue all week. And definitely we are. I think you put it best, John, you know, where we are today because of those folks before us. So anyway, CH Saturday here. It was a great segment. John Serino from CH Insurance, always in your corner every day, every way. John, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weather, and I'll be talking with you guys real soon, all right?
Thanks, Mike.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.